Usually either the pre-Sukkot days or the first night, sometimes early on the Sukkot, so I end up giving a shiur. So I've heard parts of the Rebbe before, so it's always good, Chazar is always good. I end up giving a shiur about the Sukkot of rain and the Sukkah. So this is, Baruch Hashem, we've had a lot of Siat Nishma the last couple of years, and it hasn't been Lamaisa yet, so hopefully that Siat Nishma will continue as the Yom Tov continues as well. But it's not often the Chayim, it should be a Shiel HaLach of Lamaisa, so we'll try to get a little bit of a background to the figure of rain and Sukkot, and particular issues that come up possibly in the first night of Sukkot, if it's raining. So the Mishnah is quite clear on the second paragraph of the Sukkah that you are the Gishamim, that if it's raining, so one leaves the Sukkah, one is not obligated to sit in the Sukkah. Not only is one not obligated to sit in the Sukkah if it's raining, so the Gishamim has a comment that the person sits in the Sukkah when it's raining, he's Nikra Hedya. He's considered to be foolish. It's called a Potter and a Dover, he'll say, Nikra Hedya, that's an example of somebody who's exempt from something and doing it, not considered to be a Kima Mitzvah. It's absolutely nothing, it's meaningless for a person to sit in the Sukkah in the rain. Not only is it meaningless for a person to sit in the Sukkah in the rain, but there's a question that the Achorim raised. Maybe it should be also to sit in the Sukkah in the rain. In my eye, for the Yorik Yomtif, the Shuva raises a fascinating question. Gemara says in Masechah Sukkah, Daftas, that one is not permitted to be Nehneh Ve'atei HaSukkah, one is not permitted to derive benefit from the sukkah. A person, let's say, takes off some of the schach and sukkahs and decides to use it for firewood. A person dismantles the walls and decides to use it for something. So that would be asur. If it's the schach that he uses, then it's a nisah d'oraisa. If it's the walls, then it's a machlokes rabbanan. We showed him, is that a nisah d'oraisa, is that a nisah d'rabbanan? So whatever it is, but use the sukkah. However one defines the sukkah, the schach, the funos, is clearly prohibited by the Torah. We're thinking about the rashi from the pasuk, chagas sukkah, shivas yom l'Hashem, that kishem shechal shem shemayim l'chagiga, kach chal shem shemayim l'sukkah. And just as the chag refers to the korban chagiga, to be offering the korban and hayoim, so just as one is not permitted to be nana from the korban, so too one is not permitted to be nana from the sukkah. So the question is obvious. If you're not permitted to be nana, so how can you sit in the sukkah? You're sitting in the sukkah being nana from the sukkah. So the answer is that's the joke of the question. That obviously what the Torah means to say is that any hanah that's done shalom b'Torah's mitzvah is prohibited. Any hanah that's done as a part of the mitzvah itself, I'm sitting in the sukkah so the schach is protecting me from the sun, that's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm sitting in the sukkah so the walls that keep me a little bit insulated, that's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. So whatever is considered to be the derech, the deer in the sukkah, whatever is considered to be the normal normal hanah that one gets in the process of living, so obviously that's not considered to be included in the answer. I remember years ago, I was part of the question that how come people attend to lean things against the sukkah, they'll put up the table against the sukkah, they'll lean chairs against the sukkah. So why is that a problem being that in a sukkah? So I remember I asked Rabbi Osman, Shlita Shimon Tells in Rivendell many years ago this question. So he said to me, he thought the question was off the ground. He thought that whatever is considered to be part of the dira, what a person normally does in the house, so even though you don't need to lean the table there, you don't have to lean the chairs there, but that whatever is considered to be a normal use of your walls of your house is by definition not considered to be part of this mitzvah. So I thought about this discussion I had with him about 25 years ago I had this discussion with him. So I thought of it last night. So I noticed last night that my daughter decided in a new shtick and decorations in the sukkah. So you can never find a bench in the sukkah. You never have everything go run back to the house to get benches. So she decided to hang up a little pouch with benches. So she hung it from the schach proper, like from one of the beams, one of the supports, something on the side of the sukkah. So she hung this little pouch of benches. So I think to myself, this is interesting. Should that be a problem? I'm supporting. I'm hanging on the benches. It's not really pretty. It's not like noise sukkah. You know, Bishlam, you're allowed to hang Well, I drew for the sukkah. That's not called Vinyan of the sukkah. That's called Hidden Mitzvah. That's been Mahad of the sukkah. Here, that's going to look pretty. It's just makes it a convenience, you know, to get up and go to the house, get a bencher. So he said, it should not be a problem. So my mind has flashed back to that conversation that was 25 years ago. Is this considered to be the normal usage of a wall? So I see what's up. No, we don't really hang benches on the. Sometimes some people do have their little bencher things to hang. So I was thinking, maybe, you know, yeah. Then I understood about Freya, why she asked me, the Freya of Kippur, we have those little, you know, Kiddush Levana, little Kiddush Levana we have in the Sukkah, in the house, in the shul. We have those little, little boxes of Kiddush Levana. So she asked, do we have another one? I said, what does she want another one for? And then I realized, why she needed another one. So I think, is that normal or not normal? So it happened that night, I walked up into her room, and I saw she's got things hanging from these little pouches. She's got books, she's got papers, she's got everything hanging from her closet. And I realized, part is normal, okay, so she's part of the family. That's normal, that's the thing, the normal system that we're making. We left the innovation of this year. But anyway, came back to the store, said, you have to have the Shaila, are you allowed to sit in the sukkah in the rain? You want to be machmir to sit in the sukkah in the rain? So the Rishavi says you gain nothing. It's not, you get wet. That's about all. That's the extent of the mitzvah. You get to sit in the rain. But the Yonah says maybe it should be also because you'd be nenef in the sukkah shalom b'toras mitzvah. This chach is keeping you a little dry. If you'd be sitting out in your backyard with nothing about you, you'd be getting mama soap. So now you're getting half soap. So maybe you should say that's called being nenef in the sukkah shalom b'toras mitzvah. So the Yonah Yonah pilpuls and works and tries to figure out why it's not a problem. No way does it say that it's also sitting in the sukkah in the rain. Yushalmi says it's foolish, and there are more quotes of Yushalmi, and we don't do it, we don't sit in the sukkah in the rain. But to say that it's asur, it's called being nanim, and it's so much longer to us mitzvah. For some reason, it's not, doesn't seem to be a problem. So maybe as we continue to Shia, we may get some insight as to perhaps why it's not a problem. So call upon him. The starting point is clear, the Mishnah says quite clearly in the second bar of Sukkah that one is not obligated to sit in the Sukkah in the rain, so this one is no key whatsoever, there's no purpose, it's not getting wet for no reason. However, the question is, why exactly is this, where does this Torah come from? Other mitzvahs, let's say for example, if it's raining inside the shul, I still have to shake the hulam. If it's raining in the house, I still have to eat matzah. So what kind of Torah is this? Where does this Torah come from? That if it's raining in Potter? So our initial reaction would be that this must be derived from the general heading of what's called Mitzvah Potter in a Sukkah. So if a person is uncomfortable, so one is not obligated in Sukkah. How do we know that? So the Gemara never spells it out precisely what the mokos of that did is Mitzvah Potter in a Sukkah. It's a fair Gemara, there's a whole Amr about it in the second bar of Sukkah, that if it smells bad in the Sukkah, you potter. If it's too hot, you potter. If it's this, you potter. That, you potter. They all fall under the general heading called Mitzvah Potter in the Sukkah. What's the mokos? Where does it come from? So Taisa says the stomach must come from the three magic words called Teishu Keita Duru. The Torah says the Sukkah is Teishu Shivizyam. What does the word Teishu mean? So Teishu doesn't mean literally to sit. Because the most Rishonim. Some Rishonim say the Teishu also needs a little bit to sit. That's why there's Machlokes and Rishonim, whether you sit or stand for Kiddush and Sukkah. This is a general Machlokes and Rishonim, whether always, any Friday night, every other night, you sit or stand. But even within those who sit for regular Friday night Kiddush, there's a Shaila whether they would sit for Kiddush on Sukkah's night. So the Rambam says that on Sukkah's night you shouldn't sit for Kiddush, because you're going to sit for Kiddush, you're going to make Leishim of Sukkah. So you already sat before you started in the mitzvah, so the Rambam says it's better to stand up for the Kiddush on Sukkot night. And those who always stand for Kiddush don't have the Shaila. But the Rosh says nothing dumb. The Rosh says Teishu doesn't mean literally to sit on a chair. Teishu means to live. Teishu means to eat. Teishu means to keep Kaduru. It doesn't mean literally to sit in the Sukkah. That's a Shaila where the Teishu also has a little bit of a connotation of physically sitting. But there's no question that Teishu means Dira. That's the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Teishu meaning Teishu keep Kaduru. So Teishu says that Teishu keep Kaduru teaches us so many halachas in the Sukkah. This is one of them. This is the mokos that Mitztayr is part of the Sukkah. That if it's raining in your house, so you're very uncomfortable, you would go out, you would leave the same way. Let's say if my house had a terrible, terrible smell in it, and I had another place to go, there's no place to go. But if I have another place to go across the street, I would leave my main house and go across the street. So too, the Gemara says, if your sukkah has a terrible smell to it, and you go out of your sukkah and you go to a place that smells nicer, so So good. So that's called Teish, you get to do what you're permitted to do. So I had a Baruch Hashem, I had a Machshava last week. It was a Shabbat Shuvah where I was toshing a Shiloh that I sometimes think about. Hopefully it shouldn't be a little nice either. So we, Baruch Hashem, we live in a nice suburban area, but we have some animal friends that sometimes join us as well. And of course, every once in a while I get a skunk issue. So what's it been? A skunk sprays outside. I'm in my Sukkah. And it smells terrible in the Sukkah. So, Gaval, what are we going to do? So I'm popping in the Sukkah. It comes in the fish. It smells bad in the Sukkah. So you don't have to be in the Sukkah. So I was always thinking to myself, okay, a skunk and babish room for us. You get a beautiful yantuf meal up over it. The skunk smells. Mitzvah, you put a bit of sukkah. But the Rabbah writes that mitzvah, put a bit of sukkah only means if by going inside you will avoid the mitzvah. If you're going to be just as uncomfortable inside as outside, so that's not what mitzvah, put a bit of sukkah. Then you got to rough it. Then you have to sit in the sukkah even if it's uncomfortable. So last Shabbat Shuvah, so we had a good spray right outside. Those who came to Shabbat Shuvah in Rosh Hashanah still sensed it a little bit later in the day. We had a good smell and a good spray. So why was that relevant to myself? I woke up in the middle of the night. I was able to smell the skunk, but I had trouble falling back to sleep in my house. Inside the house, it still smells. So I thought, oh, Baruch Hashem, this is the message of Shemayim, that if this happens 2 weeks from now, I can still stay in the sukkah because I'm just as mitzvah inside the house. So I am outside the house, so I'm in the sukkah. So you don't accomplish anything by sleeping inside the house. So Baruch Hashem, I'm not going to give it all clear for the skunks to come. But if the flow of the skunks to come, Mafiri is 90. If you smell inside the house, but outside, that's the most of a difference. You're still chayiv in the middle of the sukkah. That would say the fact that you're uncomfortable.
Let's suppose I was in the middle of my Seder. There would be a skunk. I would have no hava mina that I would stop the Seder and leave the house. I would continue the Seder. Why? Because I have a mitzvah to do. So why can't you say the same thing here?
No, but sometimes we go back. The mitzvah is defined by the fact that I would stay in my house.
Usually the staying in the house, I would not stay. I would leave the house because staying in the house is not a mitzvah. But he would have a mitzvah to do, so it would be more tzar for me to eat in
the different part. That's like a quasi-chassidic shavuot. There's some who say it. Somebody would say, how can you leave the sukkah? I'm going to be in a great tzar in the house by not doing the mitzvah. It's a little bit of a catch-22. The pasha pshat is that's not true. The pasha pshat is that the mitzvah of sukkah is nikvah based on the physical mitzvahs. So the mitzvahs of the one is, you have to ask a person who's not Jewish, a person, if a guy was sitting in his dining room right now and it started to leak and he has another place easily to go, would he go or not? That's the question you have to ask yourself. So you're right, we end up feeling terrible that we're leaving, but that's the mitzvah tzukah is defined based on the physical mitzvahs.
So somewhere else to go if the skunk sprays within a person's household or around a household and it's so unbearable, they'll go 10 houses away. Why wouldn't you have the chiyuv to go to a neighbor's house around the corner? You know, is
it chiv
on the bias or
chiv
on the
gavra? You mean to go to another sukkah?
Right.
Yes, that's what our boss says. So Rabbah says that I'm not chiv to go spaziering around, bringing my food to go to somebody else's sukkah, because that goof is mitzayer. Because that's a house. I wouldn't normally do that. If I had a comfortable place to
it becomes a relative question, because it's a gavra chemsa. If it's a gavra.
So it's like this. The Chayodim writes that there are two kinds of mitzvah. The Gavra and the Chesed. Says the Chayodim, sometimes you have a mitzvah where b'shas ma'isa yeh mitzvah. I'm sitting in the sukkah. It's mamish pouring. I'm getting soaked. I mean, I could kid myself from today till tomorrow that no, I'm not uncomfortable. And so yeah, I don't feel like it's all nice and gavali for having a tzaddiki matachas. I'm uncomfortable right now. So comes the Chayodim and says, if you go in and you volunteer to sit in such a sukkah, you're not making anything because b'shas ma'isa yeh mitzvah. But says the Chayodim, let's say you have a different kind of mitzvah. I'm all right. Let's say it's Friday night, my lights go, my candles blow out in the sukkah. I don't have electric lights, nothing, it's not much pitch black in the sukkah. So the Rambam says, I'm not mechuyif to go to somebody else's sukkah because it's a hassle. I'm putting my food, my chalim, my wine, it's a hassle. So I'm not mechuyif to do so. But the chayal says, let's say I go ahead and I do so. I go ahead and I take my food and I go out of my way, I'm at star, and I get there. But once I'm there, I'm very happy. Once I'm there, I'm very comfortable. So the chayal says, about here, it's in the mitzvah then. Nobody told you mechuyif to stuff to somebody else's house. But once you're there, you're vada mechayim the mitzvah. That's a different type of mitzvah. So there's mitzvah on the way to do the mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah b'shasa mitzvah. So mitzvah b'shasa mitzvah is nishke mitzvah. That's the chol dira. Mitzvah before you get there, you weren't mechuyif to do it. But if you do it, then you for sure you get to the mitzvah.
It's a very unique, fine line characteristic.
That's the Gzesikal, that's Mamish Gzesikal, that says the Teshuv. Teshuv came to do, teach us the Torah time. So you have to still be a introduction and get to what I want to say here. So the Ptur of Rain, Lechol is the same Ptur, Tasha Dvar is the same Ptur, the Ptur of Mitzvah, and therefore the government has the same rules of Mitzvah.
I know people go to Florida, they say it's welcome 95 degrees.
You
would have a tour to say, I can't eat the circle?
Yeah.
And you would be allowed to eat inside?
Yeah.
You get upset. People leave Florida.
People live there. Right. So come to Rishon Rabbah follow. Even though everybody agrees that there's a p'tua in the rain the whole week of Sukkot, is the first night any different? Is there anything yet to be proud but the first night? That the first night wouldn't have a p'tua of mitzvah. So we spoke a little bit about this in the Shabbat Shuvah Drash, we alluded to this. There is a machlekes that we've shown him about this question. Taisus seems to present two opinions about this. What's the shaila? So the pashas, the longest shaila is as follows. Whether the first night is fundamentally a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah, or is the first night, since it's derived from matzah, we spoke about this, the chavzayinah, mitzvah b'sukkah, the Gemara learns out, just as you have to eat the first kezayis of, you have to eat the kezayis of matzah on Pesach night, so do you have to eat in the sukkah on Sukkot night. The rest of the week is sukkah, you have a chum eating the sukkah, if you eat food that's not obligated, and some of you want to live on the potato chips and, I can't say pretzels, potato chips and popcorn and fruit the whole week, so you're allowed to do that, there's nothing wrong with it. It's chaval, you lose that opportunity to do a mitzvah, but you're only technically mechuyev in the sukkah, the hamotzi and mezonos. That's how we pass it. Some Hashem said maybe some other foods, but we pass it mikvah din only hamotzi and mezonos. So that's the case, that the first night chiyav, you're mechuyev, you can't take the attitude tonight, nah, I'm not hungry tonight, I'm not going to eat in the sukkah. Tonight you're mamash mechuyev min haTorah to eat in the sukkah, the same as eating matzah. So what's the nature of that chiyav in the first night? Is the first night basically a mitzvah yeshiva in the sukkah, but it's the Torah's chiyav? Not the Torah's Mishus, or is the first night mitzvah sachila basukkah? Just as the Erev Teichel Matzah is the mitzvah sachila, so the mitzvah tonight is not really a mitzvah yeshiv, it's a mitzvah achila. So we spoke about it this year, the Shabbat Shubhid Rosh, maybe this year, the Kazai, the Shabbat Kameita, those are possible enough communities. So come to Rishon Rav Machlokes is Tachos, bottom line, are you chayting the sukkah tonight if it's raining? So come some Rishon and say, no, it's yeshiva basukkah, basukkah is Teish, Rishiva's Yavim, Teish, we can't do it, it's not can't do it, we're finished, so mitzvah potter, the whole week mitzvah potter tonight as well. And other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim say that tonight is different. My high that tonight is different. Tonight is not a mitzvah yeshiva. Tonight is a mitzvah zachila basukkah. Achila has to take place even if it's uncomfortable. So what would the din be? Go back to the case of the Seder. I'm sitting at my Seder and it starts to rain into my house. Upstairs, a leak upstairs. The water is dripping on my head. So for those who do matzah gebroch, you got to figure out a way, get an umbrella, figure out a way to protect your matzah. But for the rest of us, so. And you're mechuyev to eat the matzah. I'm very uncomfortable eating the matzah. It's a big hassle. It's a big pain to eat the matzah. So what? Since when is mitzvah? So I'm uncomfortable. So it's uncomfortable for me to shake a lulav. So therefore what? It's uncomfortable for me to eat the shofar. So therefore what? There's no p'tur mitzvah by mitzvah. So come some Rishonim and say that the first night of Sukkot is a mitzvah achila. So I'm chayev. My nafka mina, whether it's raining, it's not raining, I'm comfortable or not comfortable. It doesn't matter. The show must go on. It's a mitzvah achila. So it's a machlekes of Rishonim. It's 2 days in Taisus. What's the din alocha ma'isa? If it should rain tonight, what should the din be? Am I mechuyev to eat the sukkah on the first night of the rain or not? If it's a din of yeshiva, then the answer is I'm potter. If it's a din of achila, then the answer is that I'm chayev. So how do we pass it in alocha? So it seems to be a machlekes of mechaber and the rabbah. So the mechaber writes that I'm potter. The mechaber doesn't say any different about the first night and the other night, and the Ramah quotes those opinions and places that the first night is different. According to the Ramah, you will be mechuyev to eat in the sukkah tonight even if it's uncomfortable.
Come the whole meal.
No, only the part that you mechuyev to eat, which would be the first kezayis, the first kebeis, whatever the shear is.
So your mom says.
Right. So comes the Gra and says that he thinks that there's another issue to this machlokes. This machlokes that we showed him today, so this is the machlokes above. This is not just the question of what the nature of tonight's chiyuv is, but this may touch on a much more basic question where we thought of the Shia. Why you put the from sukkah in the rain? Already forget about tonight. The third day chalamayim. Why if it's raining, why you put the from eating in the sukkah? What's pshat? So the Gemara never says why. The Mishnah says beferish you the Gemara never says why. So Taisu said that mitzvah is part of the sukkah because it's not called teish v'keita duru. You have to eat in the sukkah. You have to live in the sukkah. I mean, if you're uncomfortable, it's not called living. So I thought that when it's raining, that's an example. So I thought that's the reason why part of because mitzvah is part of. So rain is an example of mitzvah. Says the Gemara that may be true, but it may be more than that. Says the Gemara there may be another reason why you're part of the sukkah in the rain. Again, leaving out tonight for a moment, the reason why you're part of the sukkah in the rain says the Gemara. That's not called the sukkah. The quote from your Gavra Cheftas. So that's just a Torah in the Gavra. But says the what? It's a din in the Cheftas. It's a, of course, Cheftas the sukkah. What does the word sukkah mean? The sachech means to protect. It's supposed to protect you from the elements. So go into the sukkah, you're supposed to feel that the sach is protecting you. You're not getting hit by the sun, and you're not getting. Laval yakim sherev b'shemesh. But it's pouring through the sach. So says the Gemara, what kind of sukkah is that? So the Gemara says four words. Lav shem sukkah avon. There's four magic words. It's Mishkin Sukkah. It's not considered to be a Sukkah. Don't do a Shem Sukkah on it. Says the Gemara, that's the case. That Lav Shem Sukkah law, that's true even on the first night. On the first night, there's no Ptur Mitzkar, perhaps. There's a Mitzvah Achila, but it's a Mitzvah Achila Ba Sukkah. And if I'm not eating a Sukkah, says the Gemara, what's the difference between eating in a Sukkah when the rain is coming through, or eating a Sukkah which has metal with schach on it? I mean, this Mishkin Sukkah, this Mishkin Sukkah. So says the Gemara, even on the first night I'm going to be potter, not because there's a Ptur Mitzvah in the first night, it could be there's no Ptur Mitzvah in the first night. But the din of Sukkah in the rain is much more than that. The din of Sukkah in the rain is that's not called the Sukkah. This may be the solution to the Onigyantus question. The Onigyantus said, how are you allowed to eat in the sukkah in the rain if you want to? Yerushalmi says you're foolish to eat in the sukkah in the rain, but you're allowed to. Yerushalmi doesn't say it's asr. Ask the Onigyantus, why isn't it asr? Because you're being nenem in the sukkah shlomotar's mitzvah. So according to the Gemara, we know the answer. It's not a sukkah. I mean it's a roundabout. Is this kid sukkah? The answer is to be nenem in a sukkah shlomotar's mitzvah. There's always sukkah. It's not going to be a sukkah. So they took according to the Onigyantus, that should be tasset lomot asr. Now when the rain stops, so the sukkah came into existence by itself, why is that kasha? The good love of the kasha, the ma'aseh is an answer to the kasha. Anyway, get back to the story. So we really have three different possibilities now. What should the status of sukkah in the rain be in the first night? So according to the Ramo Yechayev, Yechayev be in the sukkah tonight. No, the Raisim couldn't be in the sukkah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you're potter. We thought the Pashas and the Varim is the reason why you should be potter is because it's mitzvah. Now the Gros throws in another reason why you're potter. Maybe your potter is not called the sukkah. So we have every one of our possibilities. Either Yechayev, or you're potter mitam mitzvah, or you're potter because of Lashem sukkah. So now the question becomes, now Lamaisa, Lamaisa. So what do you do?
So Lamaisa, though, if it's not considered sukkah, then if you eat in the rain, you don't get the mitzvah.
Right. Well, even if you hold like the Shacharach, if you hold the Ptur's Beit HaMitzvah, you also don't get the mitzvah.
Right, you can't.
Right.
Eat in the rain, then
that's go. That's right. That's right. Oh, let's say, Hashemi Paschi L'maisa. So the Mishmur quotes the consensus basically, the way to Acharon him, that we're not sure what the din is. That we really, it's a suffix there, Isa. We really don't know what the din is. We're not sure. Hati Machriya, the Machabah, it's part of the girl, it's part of the Moshe Chayev, it's hard to know 2 days. It's nice, hard to know what the din is. So therefore, we treat it as a speck of their Isa. So how do you approach a speck of their Isa? So we know we have the two rules about a speck of their Isa. Speck of their Isa, l'chumra, means we're going to go out of our way to be try to be out to the mitzvah be suffix. On the other hand, something brachas l'hokel. Whenever you do a mitzvah, even though the halacha requires you to do it, be suffix, because speck of their Isa, l'chumra, we're not going to recite a bracha on it. We have a shaila whether we're yotzei the mitzvah, so we're going to do the mitzvah, but we're not going to nech a bracha. Let's say like mashal of the vedoma. Let's say a person eats matzah after chatzos and Pesach. He didn't get around to eating beforehand. Now his first kedais is 3 o'clock in the morning. So the machlek is a mishum. You still yotzei machlek. That tanoim and yotzei after chatzos. So the mishigur in uchus Pesach also says eat the matzah. You better eat the matzah. The suffering there isa. They can make a bracha. I'm going to let you make a bracha. Maybe you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So that's the same cloud the mishigur says here also. We're going to tell you. Go out and soak in the rain, eat in the pouring rain, doesn't matter how bad it's a. It's not the koch nefesh, it's a harim. It's pouring rain, doesn't matter. Sit down, eat your kazayas, eat your chal in the sukkah. Albeit, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can't make a bracha. You can't let you make a bracha because according to the Mechab and the Gro, you're not Mishnah, you can't say anything. But You're not mechuyav to eat the whole meal in the sukkah. The deraisa to eat the bread in the sukkah. There's no deraisa. There's nothing after eat the kezayis achal. The basis of the shear is there's no more of an Indian to eat the chicken and the kugel and the rain on the first night than it is the other night. Therefore, go back to the house and finish the meal in the house. You have not much nothing to gain by eating the sukkah except getting more wet. So that's what the psak of the shemur is. That you go into the sukkah on the first night. You have to make kiddush. Kiddush machsudus. You have no choice. You have to make kiddush, but you delete the bracha of leishiv sukkah. You eat your piece of challah, and then you have the rest of the meal in the house. That comes a little bit tricky. Says the Mishabura, all of a sudden, again, shouldn't be lamaisa, but whenever the forecast says scattered showers, so scattered is tarte mashma, means they may be there, means they may not be there. And if they're there, scattered is a relatively good term. It means it won't be consistent. So even the shitasa, even according to the Nevi'a Sheker, the weather forecast, that there may be a chance of rain tonight, but it's not as drenching. It's not going to be an all nighter. So this may be relevant to myself. Let's say you come from shul, and the time when it comes to eat in the sukkah, it's not going to rain. So again, you do this eitzah that we said. So you go into the sukkah, you make your kiddush motzi without a bracha, you go back here. Now, 10 o'clock, the scattered showers are gone. You look out, you see the stars. A beautiful, clear night. And you wait a few minutes, the sukkah dries off a little bit. You have a shlach matoiv. But even, okay, so the sukkah dries off a little bit. And now you realize, wait a second. It's 11 o'clock at night. Was that yaitzeh, the mitzvah, the rice of eating the sukkah on the first night of sukkah? Was that yaitzeh? I ruined my suit in the process. I'm soaked from head to toe. Was that yaitzeh? No, not necessarily. According to the Rabbi, you were Yaitzeh, because according to the Rabbi, you were Chayev, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, you weren't Chayev. According to the Shulchan Aruch, what you did was getting wet for no purpose. According to the Gra, you ate not in the Sukkah. Either because of the Ptur Mitztar, or because of Lashon Sukkah, what you did was meaningless. So it comes now at 11 o'clock at night, according to the Rabbi, you're not Chayev to eat in the Sukkah again. You were Yaitzeh already in the pouring rain. But according to the Mechaber and the Gra, you weren't Yaitzeh yet, either because you were part because of its tire, or because it wasn't all the sukkah. So guess what? Because along the shavar, it's now 11 o'clock at night. You have to go back to the sukkah. You have to start all over again. You have to wash again. And now you can make a leishiv of sukkah, because now it's clear. It's not raining anymore. It's no worse than any other day of sukkah. I can go and have a challah roll 2 o'clock in the morning if I want to make a leishiv of sukkah. No problem. So here I can go back into the sukkah and make a... I'm mechuyev to. Now I have a suffik deraisa to go back into the sukkah. And mechuyev, me suffik deraisa to go back into the sukkah and eat again a piece of challah. And I can for sure make a bracha. And after this whole stunt of both chilas, then I'm so sure you're into the Torah. So far, so good. This is the simple part. Now it's more complicated. What if it's raining? I ate in the pouring rain, like it says in the Mishnah Berurah. But I ate in the pouring rain. I ate the rest of the meal in the house. I'm waiting. I'm sitting in the house. I'm learning. It's 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night. It's still raining. So what are you doing? I'm going to step all night. I don't know, maybe you should. I go to sleep. I jump out of bed 3 o'clock in the morning. I notice, clear. It's not raining anymore. Now what? What's the deal? So based on what I said, I'm going to go back to the sukkah, because me suffering, I wasn't yetzeh yet. According to the Mechaber of the Gra, I wasn't yetzeh. But it's a little bit of a hassle for me to get down to the sukkah, because I gotta go get dressed. I gotta go clear off the sukkah. I gotta go, gotta go find some challah roll. I'm tired. It's been a long week. I'd rather just turn off and go back to sleep. What's the deal? Am I mechuyev to get up or not? So the Mishnah Berurah has a startling psak. The Mishnah Berurah has a kula. The Mishnah Berurah says at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're not mechuyev to get out of bed and to go down to the sukkah if you ate at 7 o'clock in the pouring rain. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah Mamshach. What's the Mamshach? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Is Mitztar chayev in the first night? Is Mitztar potter in the first night? If Mitztar is chayev in the first night, I was yotzei in the rain. It's 6 hours ago. I was yotzei in the pouring rain. I was Mitztar. I was yotzei. If Mitztar is potter on the first night, it's also called the star. It's a pay. I'm in bed already to go. Go get dressed. Go downstairs. Go fumble around. It's dark. It's late. I'm tired. It's also called the star of the mitzvah. So says Mishavu, you're not looking at the sukkah. Mitzvah is part of the sukkah. So again, the Moroshach is mitzvah chayv in the first part of. If he's chayv, you're yaitz. If he's part of, then I'm part of. Says Mishavu, turn over. Get up for shacharim sometime. That's Mishavu's kula. Many, many Pelskim disagree with this Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. So remember, the Tokef, Rabbi Willing, disagreed with the school of the Mishnah Berurah. This goes back, I don't know, over 25 sukkahs ago. He disagreed with Maisa, this Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, based on the following, based on the Vologon. The Gra says, Mitzvah is chayav in the first night, but you still pull through in the rain. You know why? Because it's not a Sukkah. So according to the Gra, it turns out you weren't Yotzei at 8 o'clock at night in the pouring rain, and you're Mechuyav when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You have, I can't say the worst of both worlds, whatever you want to call it. You're for sure Mechuyav. So according to the Gra, you're Mechuyav in the Torah to get out of bed. Mitzvah is chayav in the first night, and you weren't Yotzei at 8 o'clock because the Lakshim Sukkah law, you're Mechuyav in the Torah to get out of bed and to go down to the Sukkah. So I remember that was the Pesach that he gave against the Rosh. That were other reasons. Others disagree with this Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. So that's the thing inside that we should tell people not to rely on the school of the Mishnah Berurah. That if in fact they ate in the Sukkah,
the only the Rav says that the mere fact that you have to get up from your bed, that's the biggest mitzvah.
Right, but mitzvah is chayv for the first time.
How is it chayv to do? You don't normally eat like that.
No, but there's no p'tur mitzvah in the first night. The first night is a mitzvah achila, it's not a mitzvah yeshiva.
Okay,
even though it's not normal, you would never do it in the middle of the night, you would never go down at 3 o'clock in the morning. You get a snack? I don't know. Maybe you would. Maybe your wife wouldn't let you if she was out.
So, on the first night, first of all, you can't do it before what says.
Right.
So, if you do what says, you're not guilty.
Yeah, according to some rules, yes.
So, according to all days, you would
not. Not according to all days, but not everyone agrees in my pace today. Not everyone agrees in that. There's one day in time that says yes to four days, four days also.
Right, so a person has a choice, it's about to rain. So it's about to
change. Last year what we did something out of the ordinary last year. Whether we're going to do it or not this year, I'm not sure. It depends on the hourly forecast. But last year, if you remember, it was supposed to start raining very early in the night. For a little bit. Yeah, it didn't even rain. A little bit later, the whole thing was kind of went crazy for nothing. But what I did was we always wait the first night of Sukkot. I always give a shiur for 20-25 minutes and we'd have Ma'ariv Bisman. We daven Ma'ariv right away. Right after Shkia, right after Minch, we daven Ma'ariv immediately. And I told her, by the time you get home, it'll already be takes. It'll already be 30 minutes, 35 minutes. It'll already be enough time. So everyone should go to the Sukkah right away and eat immediately. And they shouldn't wait. You're going to raise the room waiting for a minute to upsheet us. So you'll end up with no mitzvah whatsoever. So I told everybody to go home and to eat as soon as possible, which is ready. I think the earliest people, and we didn't start for 40, 50 minutes after Shkia until we got to set up. But
if you really anticipate like the rain.
If the weather forecasts are telling you according to the 50, now you don't even have to check the hour by hour forecast. You have the 15 minute by 15 minute forecast now. If you go online, I kid you not, last year, right before
it was raining, though, so like the whole night.
Yeah, the whole thing was something. But I went online right as I went to Vincha. I went to check the 15 minute by 15 minute forecast
for
Murrayfield for 36 reps. I give you my mashal. It started. The first raindrop will be on your sukkah at 7:06 and 38 seconds. But they mamish. Okay, because they're wrong, but they at least claim they know. So why is the Rav in town had to decide whether they said sure or not? That's going to be a little tired. The Rav, so had to make a cheshbon whether it's to drive everybody crazy. Everyone's going to miss the mitzvah.
You invite tefillah to the Rabbanim. You invite tefillah to sit by your house, and when his mom comes, you run into Mikhail Mitzvah.
You that might really that might really.
If the report is scattered showers, what permits you to eat the kazais and to eat the meal at home? Wait an hour.
The question is, are you a chutz? Oh, so Pasha says there's no kift to wait. What are you waiting for? If it's raining a chalamoy, I'm a chutz to wait. If it's raining a chalamoy, I'm a chutz to wait. What's a chutz to wait? Right now,
the first
night, it's raining now, so I'll eat it then. So you want to know what gives me a right to play this whole game of going without a bracha? I should be mechuyev to wait in the first place. So the Mishnah Berurah has a chumrah like that. You're mechuyev to wait an hour, 2 hours. You're mechuyev to wait before you start this whole game. So Rabbi Willis didn't accept that chumrah. He didn't accept that chumrah. He thought that what are you waiting for? He says right now it's raining. So you put three chayes to go in the sukkah, eat your chayes, and eat the rest of it. Make a taste. You have to wait. Where did the idea of waiting come from? Well, where this idea of waiting came from? And we were told to ask people, was Yom Tov, he didn't think he would come. He says, you go from show, whatever's doing, you look outside, it's raining, and then you do what you're supposed to do. It's not raining, you do what you're supposed to do as well. So again, so we have a cool and a chumrah. So the Mishnah Berurah's chumrah is you have to wait, but the Mishnah Berurah's cooler is you don't have to go down in the middle of the night. So the cooler is you don't have to wait, but the chumrah is you do have to go down in the middle of the night.
And if you go inside and you start the meal, and then 20 minutes later it stops raining. Are you allowed to continue?
No, then you're permitted to continue eating milk. That's also considered mitzvah to schlep out. To schlep back outside. It's a tricky one because I'm a sukkah, the mitzvah right next to our houses. What's the mitzvah? To go move everything back in. It says the Gemara, you're not mechuyav to go. You're allowed to finish the meal. I'll say Mamash Kuvu with Nav in a second. My Shalek Echoi, that year, 26, 27 Sukkos ago, when it was not to have the Shaila. So I remember that night, you have to go down to the shul. If you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're mechuyav to go back down to the Sukkah. That was his lesson. So I have a good Talmud. I woke up at 3 o'clock, Mamash, 3 o'clock in the morning on the dot. The rain had stopped. I remember scrounging around, trying to find some bread or something to go grab to run downstairs. So we lived in apartment buildings. We had a sukkah down in the parking lot. Kakava, I went downstairs. I never had such an inspiring kedayas or kavetz, whatever you want to call it, in the sukkah. There was a soul around. Probably everyone else had like a mishnevura, but I was the only one downstairs in the little damp sukkah. But Baruch Hashem, I was going to the sukkah now, but didn't look at that point. Hopefully, this year was only Shalom Maisa, but maybe the schus and the Tavatayra, so I'll give us a chance for some minutes of Tavatayra today. This low battery.
Hold up, Mike. So, wait for a second.